hold the traditional crap and chime into cheese. This be Uncle Skeeter on a Cheese Please Christmas with Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome again. It's Cheese Please, yay, Christmas!
Yay!
Right here on the show, we're back in the van after working the week from hell here at the mall.
But we're under the... It wasn't the mall. It was the grocery store.
That's how much I hated it. I forgot exactly where I was.
But you were such a cute little toy soldier.
No. My arm's tired after shaking all that. It was terrible. I mean...
You got all the cookies and cocoa that you could eat.
I don't care. A lot of people were just looking at me and laughing.
And wanting to take your picture.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Facebook for how many times...
Many, many times, but at least they can't tag you because they're not your friends.
Oh, that's a good thing. Oh, I dropped another ornament. I'm trying to decorate the tree here on the show and doing the show at the same time. It's just not working out.
No.
Okay, let's get to the music. Anyway, we're ending off our Christmas, Cheese Please Christmas 2014 with some stuff that we played in the past because we have to recycle.
I'm voting that we don't recycle some of these songs again next year because we play them every single year and I think people are tired of listening to them.
Now, come on, how can you get tired of hearing Greg Brady not hitting the high note?
It's time to let it go.
C-3PO from Star Wars.
We can keep C-3PO, but okay. we need to retire Greg.
What about Hervé Villechaize? The Pain Boss, I sing too.
And
I
again,
sing
and again, and again. You play it every single year.
Oh, give me a break. Really?
Really?
Oh. Well, how about a little disco Christmas to start off the show?
I think some disco Christmas to start off the show would be fabulous.
But before that, we have the Moog Machine with We Three Kings right here on...
It's a Cheese Please Christmas.
Oh, there we go again.
Skeeter here, and I hope you're enjoying a Cheese Please Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you
80s with Disco Christmas, and I wish I wore my white suit, but it's actually my red suit with a little white mixed in, a little beard I have on here, and a little red hat. I wonder who I look like. Not John Travolta, put it that way. And before that, we had Moog Machine with We Three Kings. There's a combination for you.
It was interesting.
Yes, you didn't say anything about my suit I have on, Daffodil.
I'm trying not to look at you.
Why?
Because you look like a demented elf.
No, I don't. I look like you-know-who.
You look like a demented Santa Claus.
Why am I looking demented?
You've just got that look.
Oh.
And someone as tall and skinny as you does not make a good Santa Claus.
Okay, I'll dement things and break some ornaments. How's that? What?
Stop dropping all my ornaments.
I'm sorry. I did that one on purpose.
Yes, I know.
Okay, my name is Starftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is a Cheese Please Christmas, a seasonal dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Oh, we're ending off the season. The reason, well, it's almost Christmas.
Yes, it's coming.
Yes, and we're starting off a set of what I like to play every year, and it's a guilty pleasure, I confess. I'm sorry.
It's okay, but, you know, just a little more variety next year. That's all I'm asking.
I know you were a little upset about it, but it's a guilty pleasure. You don't actually hear, once a year on this show, you hear the Brady Bunch doing Old Holy Night.
Well, if they were doing Old Holy Night in July, that would be just wrong.
Yeah, yes, yes. Hervé Villechaize, the guy from Fantasy Island, and his one song he sang, When a Child is Born, shortly. But we're starting off with that guy from Star Wars, that golden dude.
C-3PO.
And Christmas in the Stars. Nothing to do with Dancing with the Stars.
No.
He didn't dance, did he?
No.
Oh, good. He's not going to turn up on Dancing with the Stars, though.
No, no.
Good. And Christmas in the Stars right here on
Cheese Please Christmas.
Oh, my stars. I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year. Christmas in the stars, Christmas in the stars, what a merry Christmas this will be. Christmas in the stars, out among the stars, lighting up a Christmas tree. Come on everyone and sing.
Our hearts are full of joy.
Ask a question like that. Of course I'm getting ready for Christmas. It's all right here on my list. I've got mistletoe and holly. I've got peppermints and lollipops and 20 different kinds of chocolate bars. Everyone will be delighted. Even I am quite excited, getting ready for Christmas in the stars. Yes, Artu, of course it's terrific. But there's more. Everyone will have a cookie. I bought extra for the Wookiee. I just hope that everybody can be here. If they all have marked the date, and if none of them is late, we'll have our greatest of Christmases this year.
Two moons above, we'll see.
Is that droid floating?
Because he is wearing hover skates.
Take those off, R5D4. You're supposed to build the toys, not play with them.
If they're not ready by Christmas, S-Claws will be furious.
I agree, R2. We had better help them. Oh, perhaps Chewie can help too.
Watch out, R5D4. You are under the mistletoe.
Christmas in the stars, Christmas in the stars, what a merry Christmas this will be. Christmas in the stars, out among the stars, what a merry, merry Christmas, a very merry Christmas this will be. What is that? That, my silly friend, is the sound of bells. What are bells?
Who needs presents when your radio has a Cheese Please Christmas?
Cette chanson est dédiée aux enfants du monde entier. The Ray of Hope flickers in the sky. A tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A silent wish sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees. And the walls of doubt crumble, tossed and torn. This comes to pass when a child. See you settles all around. You got the feel you're on solid ground. For a spell or two, no one seems for long. This comes to pass when a child is born. Écoutez, mes enfants. All this happens because the world is waiting. Waiting for one child. Black, white, yellow. No one knows, but a child can change. Tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone's to everyone's neighbor. And misery and suffering will be forgotten forever.
It's all a dream.
And illusion. Come true, sometime soon, somehow. All across the land, down the brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born.
Cheese, please! The Blade Dude! And when a child is born, Hervé Felicez. Start to the Daffodil here. Okay, here it is. Here is the moment. Listen for the high notes, right, Daffodil?
Exactly.
Okay, here comes Greg. Oh, Lee Knight.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
Fall on your knees
Cheese with Greg Brady breaking some ornaments.
Or breaking some eardrums, one of the two.
A little bit of both, I think. And Oh Holy Night. Oh, I can't help but just laughing, you know? Marcia sets it up. Oh, it's just... I don't know. I play it once a year. Don't hate me for that, please. Please
don't hate you because you're beautiful?
No, I am beautiful. I know, inside, not necessarily visually. My name is Snark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is a Cheese Please Christmas. And in case you're wondering why we're not exchanging Christmas presents, it's because it's not really that close to Christmas.
Oh, well, it's,
it's still a couple of days away. We're going to actually wait and open our presents on Christmas morning this year.
Oh, really? When did we make that rule up?
When we decided we weren't staying in the mall one more minute to buy presents the other day.
Okay, I remember that now. I just needed to be reminded.
Because one of us was going to go postal.
Yeah.
With the screaming and the crowds and the beating people trying to get stuff.
Yeah.
It was just, okay, let's just leave the mall.
And especially all those people fighting over big screen TVs. What's with the big screen TVs that bring out the worst in people during the holiday season?
I don't know, but I'm really glad that one of those will not fit in this van.
Oh, well, we can try to get a big screen TV in.
Not happening.
Okay.
All right, what are we playing next?
We got Dancer, Prancer, and Nervous coming up shortly with Happy Reindeer, but we're starting out with Buckner and Garcia and Christmas in the NFL right here on
Cheese Please Christmas.
Snaps the ball. The quarterback's fading. He throws long. He's got it. Touchdown!
It was the night before Christmas, and all through my brain danced footballs and thoughts of the upcoming game. My team colors were hung by the television set in hopes they'd make it to the Super Bowl yet. When out on the street there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. And what with my wondering eyes should be seen but Howard Cosell in a black limousine.
It's Merry Christmas
in the NFL.
Merry Christmas,
and we wish you well.
Here's a helmet, a mistletoe, and cheerleader pictures autographed to you.
He warmed up, then sprinted and dodged as he came, whistling and shouting and calling by name. Now Houston, now Dallas, now Pittsburgh, now Green Bay. On Denver, on Cleveland, on Oakland and L.A. His eyes, how they twinkle, his nose like a cherry. He brought Christmas cards from Franco and Terry. And best wishes from Fran and Dandy Don, too. Along with a pair of their old football shoes.
It's Merry Christmas
in the NFL.
Merry Christmas,
and we wish you well.
Cheerleader pictures autographed to you.
He opened his bag full of presents for me. Jerseys and knee pads and kicking tees. And record books containing all of the facts. And highlight tapes for my Betamax. He selected the tape of Super Bowl VII. And we recapped the game till well past 11. When the last play was run, he picked his bag off the floor, ran a play up the middle and right out the door. He lit a cigar, smiled, and then motioned his arm, first down and 10. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all! See you next Monday night!"
It's Merry Christmas
in the NFL.
Merry Christmas.
All we wish you well.
Watch these games here. Let me get my helmet all straightened out.
Serving up a little cheese with your turkey dinner. I like Limburger the best. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Are you nervous?
Nope. We are Santa's reindeer. We've learned to sing this year, so we can tell everyone Christmas Day is here. Oh, we're on our way with a great big sleigh full of toys. Choo-choo trains and
With Dancer, Prancer, and Nervous, that sound like second-rate chipmunks.
Not really. They sound kind of a little less sped up than the chipmunks.
Either way, you know, they get a chipmunk feeling right down to the... Did Dave Seville sue these guys?
I have no idea.
As he says, you get a real feel, get a chipmunk song feel to it, though.
Kind of a chipmunk feeling.
And before that, we have Buckner and Garcia and Christmas in the NFL.
This has been a very interesting show.
Football fans, you know, Daffodil, you've been picking on me just a little bit with this whole recycled thing, but it worked out pretty good.
Well, I tell you what.
What?
Over there in that corner of the van,
yes?
There's mistletoe.
Yeah?
So after the show, if you go sit there, I will come and kiss you on the cheek.
Really?
Well, it's Christmas.
I know, but it's so uncommon of you to actually do that.
It's Christmas. It's your Christmas present.
And you know what I'm going to give you?
I'm afraid to ask.
Your Christmas goose. My standing dog.
Okay.
No. Standing dog is not going to give you a Christmas goose. It's the song, Daffodil. The song.
Oh.
The song.
I thought you were talking about...
No. Well, we're going to the...
I thought you were talking about pinching my bum.
No. We're going to...
That's why I was backing up.
Sexual harassment, Daffodil. I don't get into that.
Exactly.
No. I don't want to get kicked out of the van by you. You can... When you get mad, look out. Man, that can get nasty.
Well, we've got the Christmas goose coming up in a minute.
Yes.
But we should take the time we have now to offer all of our fabulous season's greetings and felicitations and enjoyment of the holiday season all of our listeners.
Just plain Merry Christmas, too. I don't care.
Just plain Merry Christmas, too, and Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa and whatever you celebrate, whatever way you celebrate, we wish you the very best of what you want to have.
And please don't get offended by if I say it wrong.
And eat all the good food and celebrate with all your happy friends and hope everything you find under your tree is what you wanted and all your Christmas dreams come true.
And that whole New Year thing, Happy New Year, too. Wow, you know, I just want to wish all my listeners a fantastic holiday season.
Exactly.
There we go. Did we kill enough time yet?
I think we did.
Okay. Until next time, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
Well, holy smoke, it's Christmas time again. My wife just sent me to the store to buy a roasting hen. There's chickens for all gone, so what's the use? And I wound up with one old scrawny, skinny Christmas goose. On the way back home, I stopped to have a brew and stayed for several hours, 'cause I met some guys I knew. When I got home, I gave my wife the goose. Then she hit me with the rolling pin. I swallowed all my snooze. If I had wings, then I would fly away, and I would leave that old bat home until next Christmas Day. I just can't take no more of this abuse. Why did she get so mad at me for just one Christmas goose? There's no one quite so mean as Ingeborg.
You said it.
Then she is in the kitchen fixing Christmas smorgasbord.
With Lapsa.
She's big and strong and boy is she obtuse. And she knocked me silly on the counter, yes, one Christmas goose. If I had wings, then I would fly away, and I would leave that old bat home until next Christmas Day. It would be fun to be out on the loose, but on second thought I'll hang around and share that Christmas goose.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezedlease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.